We kept two special remembrances of our wedding. One was a piece of wedding cake that we froze, believe it or not. Yeah. The other was a recording of the ceremony. Now, the recording was a much better idea than the cake, believe me. We ate the cake on our first wedding anniversary. You've heard of chocolate cake? This was more like chalk cake. But oh, the recording now, that was a great idea. In fact, often on our wedding anniversary, we have replayed it. We relived that wonderful day that our marriage began. And I know some couples go beyond that. They actually dust off the old wedding dress and reconvene what's left of the wedding party. And it's good for a couple to remember that wedding day, don't you think? I mean, it's good to remember where it all began, isn't it? In any important relationship, a trip back to the beginning can kind of rekindle the spark. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about back to where it started. Well, our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to begin reading at verse 23. As we read, notice that there is a place that Jesus knew we would often need to visit. I think you'll find these words familiar. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." You've heard that before, right? It's the Lord's Supper passage that many churches would call communion. And Jesus said, the point of it all was, remember me and remember my cross. In other words, I believe the Lord's saying to us that we often need to return to the place where it all began. To be sure, the practice of communion or the Lord's Supper, some call it the Eucharist, is established in this passage, but it goes beyond that practice. It also establishes a principle that we need to frequently visit the cross where we were bought and paid for. And he established this way of remembering him to make sure that we do, because he knows of our tendency to forget. Now, remembering the price that was paid for us can happen at the Lord's Supper, as it should. But it can happen in your bedroom or your study as you let yourself wander mentally or spiritually, emotionally to the foot of our Lord's cross. You can visit the cross while you're driving or walking alone. At a time of great guilt, visit the cross. At a time of great doubt, of great pain, visit the cross. And you again look into the eyes of that one who is agonizing under the weight of your sin. The hymn writer wrote these words, "Beneath the cross of Jesus, my eyes at time can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart with tears, two wonders I confess, the glories of his wondrous love and my unworthiness." You see, at the cross you realize how serious your sin, the sin you've been trying to justify, how serious it is. You realize how forgiven you are, how loved you are. You strip away all those meetings and responsibilities and creeds and rules, and you realize that Christianity really boils down to two people, Jesus dying for you and you at the foot of his cross, and it clarifies everything. It could be there's never been a moment when you've been to that cross and said the two words that are the difference between an eternity in heaven and an eternity in hell. Those two words, "for me." Jesus, you're doing this for me, aren't you? I would invite you today to tell him, "Jesus, beginning today, I'm yours." And go to our website. There's where you'll find out how to be sure that you personally belong to Jesus Christ. Well, that website is anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Visit the sacred spot of the cross often. You'll come away different every time that you go back to the place where it all began.